Books of the Bible. Philemon was a Christian and fellow worker with Paul. His slave, named Onesimus, had stolen from him and run away. By God's providence, Onesimus met Paul and became a Christian. Paul sent Onesimus back with this letter, urging Philemon to forgive Onesimus and treat him as a brother in Christ. This letter is a grand example of the gospel in action. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Will I be able to resist the temptation? No, I won't. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, I want to play the atheist thing, but you went to the animal chaplain training center.
One of them. It's called
more than one.
It's called the Compassion Consortium.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a non-sectarian center.
I hope so.
They offer well-being resources, spiritual guidance, support, and community fellowship to vegans.
Hey, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Those descriptors match some institution I'm familiar with. In other words, they're trying to take the place of God.
Right.
And the local church.
Mm-hmm.
And gathering with like-minded people.
Right.
That is precisely what the world does. They kick God out and then they try to fill the vacuum with themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, you need community. We shattered community. You need it? Well, then we'll give it to you. Come to our worship center, which is sectarian. All right, what else have they got there?
Well, I think that it's when you look under the description of the chaplaincy training, they say our program is non-denominational and does not require students to have a specific religious or spiritual...
Then why don't
they call it chaplain? Well, they're their own religions.
It's a Christian word.
Right.
What exactly do we study if it's not connected to any religion? If you're going to be a spiritual guru when your pet goat dies?
They really don't explain that.
Oh.
Do they
tell you what the price tag is?
They don't tell that either immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do give the curriculum. I'm sorry.
Oh, let's hear what we've got at the Animal Chaplain Training Program.
15 minutes daily of mindfulness, meditation.
Empty your brain.
And spiritual practice.
So we're training you to help people by teaching you nothing. Uh-huh. Okay, at least for 15 minutes a day. What else have we got?
Oh, there's different levels to this, Todd. You can be...
like a doctorate?
Well, almost. You can be... you can take just the Animal Chaplaincy Foundations course. For 6 more months, you can do and get an Animal Chaplaincy Certificate.
So this isn't 6 whole months.
9 months, if you want to go the whole route. You can be an ordained animal chaplain.
Ordained.
Yep.
Another Christian word with no significance.
Oh, I found the fees.
Oh, how much? Oh, this should be interesting. All right, I'm going to guess for the is it a 3, 6, and 9 month program?
Yes. Uh-huh.
3 months, $149.99.
$650 for 3 months. 6 months, $1,450, and the whole shebang.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Before you get to the whole shebang, you said it's $250.
What's $650?
Yeah, the first one is $6. Okay, go ahead. And the second level is
$1,450.
Okay, wait a second. Right there is the glitch. If you're going to go longer, you should be paying less.
Right, you're paying over
it
double.
It should be at least $13. How do they go up for the same amount? Could I just do the first level 2 times?
Maybe.
And save some money. Because, hey, I might be an animal chaplain, but I'm no fiscal fool.
But you won't get the certificate.
Oh.
You can just print your own off because that's what they do.
I'm sure they do. Okay, and what the whole shebang is how much?
To be ordained is $2,200. And that's right. Oh, they have payment plans.
Oh, I'm sure they accept PayPal and Zelle or whatever that stuff is. That's the world. That's the world. We're going to rip off ideas from Christianity. We are going to totally decimate the institution of Christ Church. And then we're going to take all of the components that human beings need, because that's the way God made them, and we'll just replace them with our own. Again, deconstruction. All right, now that you've interrupted.
I'm sorry.
Not going to get to the atheist thing, but I do have more examples of the world coming up with really bad ideas, foisting them on society, and then going, "Oh, we'll fix that for you." For instance, Let's go to Oregon, shall we? 3 years ago, Oregon became the first state to decriminalize illicit drugs. That is just stupid. That's just stupid. Oh, I know the rationale. We've got to have safe needles because you don't want the drug addicts getting some sort of disease, do you? Actually, I don't want that. And how's about, crazy, we don't let them put needles in their arms. Just an idea. And they say, no, we need to decriminalize it. We'll provide the needles. Well, guess what? They just reverse course. And they're reinstating criminal penalties for use and possession. In other words, it didn't work. So what do they try to offer? This is the world creating a problem and then saying we're going to fix it. And that don't work either. So the idea was, rather than criminalizing drug use, you just go to a little bit of therapy. Now, it's not as good, it's not as rigorous as, say, animal chaplaincy, but it is a way for you to get off drugs, and people didn't do it. It was a total, colossal failure. Here's a quote from a clinical professor at the University of Rhode Island College of Pharmacy. We can't think of the Oregon efforts as a failure, really? Because it was never given a chance to get off the ground. Oh, I see. Is that sort of like socialism, that it never works, but it just hasn't been tried rightly yet? The wisdom of the world. Here's some wisdom from the Toronto Police Department. They are seeing a spike in car thefts, 25% increase in the greater Toronto area in 2023. So the Toronto police advised residents, leave your car keys near the front door so that when the criminal who wants to steal your car breaks in looking for the keys, it's convenient for them so that he doesn't use his loaded gun to kill you. Okay, maybe. You know what we could start? In Toronto, what they could do, this could be actually an opportunity to make some money. Feel free to take this idea. It's an outside, non-rustable car key holder where you hang the keys outside of the door for the criminal to take it. They don't even need to go in the house. And this could become a cottage industry, what it could become. Home invasions and break-ins for auto theft saw a 400% rise. And now they've retracted it. I grant you that. But the fact that somebody, an expert at the Toronto police, said, hey, to prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at the front door because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. A lot of them have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded. So make it convenient for them to steal your car. Now, this is a crazy idea. You don't police, crime is up, so make the victims accommodate the criminals so they commit fewer crimes. Oh, okay. All right. I'm tracking with it. Hey, this is going to sound kooky, Mr. Toronto Police Chief. This is just going to be weird. I grant you, it's going to be very archaic. It is very colonialized in its presuppositions, but here's just this idea. How's about you guys stop the criminals? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you put in policies, legislation, laws that deter crime? And actually, I don't know, do your job? What a world.
Yeah, that's impressive.
What a world.
That's so impressive.
I know it. It's a kooky idea. I know. It's just crazy. California study. Now this, we are told it is better to have an alive son than a dead daughter. Because all gender-confused children, they're going to kill themselves if you Christians don't let them mutilate their bodies. And we'll help because, ka-ching, there's a lot of profit in it. California study. Attempted suicide rate among men who had gender surgery twice as high as it was before the operation. The world sees a problem. People are confused about their gender. So We'll just jerry-rig vocabulary and make some sort of arbitrary distinction between sex and gender, you know, something that you're assigned versus what you think you are, and make it valid. And then we'll make you feel like a total wicked, oppressive human being for not letting them mutilate their bodies. And we'll say that you're the ones who don't want to pay for or endorse. What do they call the transgender health, the whatever their gussied up term is for injecting hormones into people and mutilating their bodies? You're the bad people. And if you don't let them do it, they're going to kill themselves. So they've identified what they perceive to be a problem of their own making. We've got to set these people free. We've got to let them do it. Otherwise, they're going to take their own lives. And now the results are in. Your fix to the problem has created more problems. Do not forget this statistic, because if you ever talk about these issues, this will be brought up. Do you want people to kill themselves? Hey, did you know about the California study that the attempted suicide rate among men who had gender surgery was twice as high? I can't even read to you the things that were done. I can't even read the statistics, because they differentiated between boys who do this, girls, men, women who do this, varying rates. But the bottom line is, the world's solution to the problem they've created, far worse. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. We know that many of you have stood with us in the past, but we also know that it was more than just a one-time gesture. It was a step, a connection, a moment where your faith and your trust in us meant something. You handed us a torch. Now, just think about it. Imagine if you could stand firm with us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. We're talking about taking the torch that we started and adding fuel to it, illuminating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to even more souls. We're asking if you could join us, not just for a moment, but for a mission. It's more than a financial commitment, and we hope that you realize that. It is a partnership, a gospel partnership, and the one and only thing in this world that matters at the end of time. Everything else burns away, but what we do with the gospel stands for eternity. The details, well, you can find them right now at wretched.org/donate. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in it. It's a little complex out there with the internet and ordering pills. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. They provide free ultrasounds despite the accusations of all pro-life clinics. They are holistic. They do care about the mommy too. And they care for the family, and they provide training. And it is literally a way that if you have the means, you can be saving a life. Amazing ministry. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Well, in a world that is undeniably cluttered with quick fixes and superficial solutions, now comes a journey into the heart of real change. I'm talking about Transformed Season 3. It's finally here, and we're inviting you into the lives of individuals that are facing the giants of fear and guilt and grief. But hey, there's a twist. These aren't your typical battles. These battles have been fought with the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. You'll witness loneliness and overeating and relational tension met with grace, truth, and love that can only come from the one who knows us the best. This season's not just about watching others, it's about seeing yourself and your struggles and the path to true transformation through biblical counseling. We'll together dive deep into the heart of what it means to be transformed. Transformed Season 3 can be found right now at wretched.org/transformed3.
Important dates in Christian history. 716 AD. Boniface, the Apostle of Germany, sets out as a missionary to bring the gospel to pagan lands. As Islam decimated the church in North Africa and the Middle East, Christianity found shelter and thrived in Europe. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You will never guess who likes TikTok. This is Wretched Radio. Not in a million years. If you asked me, who do you think would defend TikTok? I would never guess Jimmy Hicks. But lo and behold, all right, the TikTok story, Jimmy. You don't think it's as good as some people believe that it is.
Well, I'm not saying it's not good. I just think that there are deeper ramifications to it that I don't think are being considered.
Well, here's the story. The House just passed a TikTok ban because it's owned by China, and they send different stuff to the West than they allow their own people to watch. And it is a tracking device. And so government officials, if you work for the government, my understanding is you can't have the TikTok on your computer. Because security reasons. And so the House just passed a TikTok ban, bigly, 352 to 65 in favor of the bill. That's, wow, that don't happen too often. And most people went, good, let's keep the TikTok away from the kids, except for one Jimmy Hicks. What's the problem, Jimmy?
Well, I don't think we can look at the end or the end to justify the means. And what I mean by that is that, yeah, it's good. I don't think TikTok should be able to be viewed by our children. But I don't also don't think we should look to the government to regulate what our children are watching, meaning that we should be more active in our parental responsibilities.
I get that angle, but I think part of the concern is that they track Americans, that they know what they look at, they are able to get into their devices. That's a part of it, but a lot of it too is there's just a lot of junk on it.
Yeah.
So you're saying that this would be some sort of a lockdown on freedom of speech, and it could be a slippery slope.
Well, yeah, and because I think that once we say, yeah, this is a good idea, we don't, or our children should not be viewing TikTok. Where does that lead? Where does that lead? Now that we've banned TikTok, we've given the government the precedent to ban other things.
Well, I can tell you they're not going to ban pornography anytime soon. That is something they wouldn't touch.
Absolutely.
That hot potato. But apparently TikTok, because it's connected to China. Yeah. There was a story last week. Governor of South Dakota. Noam? Christine Noam?
That's her, yep.
Yeah. There was a piece of, it was an anti-Semitism piece of legislation. And you hear that and you go, rock on. We don't want people hurting Jewish people. We don't want people saying nasty things. But this piece of legislation, it did involve if you say something that is, and it's defined, by the way, they had a definition. And there were a number of people who were like, wait a second, we don't want Jewish people to be spoken about like that either. But if you say that you can't say those things, then that will be the beginning of the slippery slope to more controlled speech. So that's always, there's always, here's another conundrum for you. You're the government, just giving you a second to adjust to that idea. You're the big, sprawling, massive, bloated, fiscally irresponsible government, and you've discovered that there's a child who has a terminal illness that can be cured, but their parents don't want to allow the procedure because of their religion. I'm looking at you, Christian Science. So you're the government. What do you do, Jimmy? Would you then say, we are going to supersede parental rights in order to keep this child safe, let this child live? Too bad for your religion. We are going to trump it with care for the child. What decision would you make?
Yeah, that's a tough conversation.
It's because there's something inside of me that says, yeah, do the right thing.
But also the government's not going to protect children. So.
Well, but they actually do on occasion,
right,
with issues like this, as long as it doesn't have to do with gender confusion. I remember talking to a pastor, can't recall who it was, but it was a pastor, so that's close enough. I said, of course the government should get involved because it's the right thing to do. And I said, okay, what about the flip side of the coin that says, well, then they can do that with our children? And his response was, you can just chew on this. This maybe is something to consider at dinner time. His response was, yeah, and so what if they do? You got to do the right thing. You don't not do the right thing. You don't not endorse the right thing just because it might come back and hit you on the other side of things. So, Jimmy, how's about that? Shutting down the TikTok's the right thing, even if it causes some sort of Christian suppression of speech. Huh?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know.
All right, I got another piece of legislation for you. See if you like this. Governor Youngkin, he's a Republican, signs bill codifying right to same-sex marriage into Virginia law. You okay with that piece of legislation, Jimmy?
Nope,
me neither. It adds a new section to the Code of Virginia declaring marriage lawful, regardless of sex, gender, or race of parties. It states no person authorized to issue a marriage license can deny the issuance of such license to two parties contemplating a lawful marriage on the basis of sex, gender, race, etc. So if you work at the office, the marriage office, the license office, and two dudes come in, two goyles come in, you got to do it. Boo-hoo for your religion. That was approved by a Republican House bill, 174, 22-17. One Republican joined all the Democrats. So it's a Democratic House. One Republican joined, and the Republican governor signed it. Oofda. There was wasn't a huge amount of support. It went to the Virginia House of Delegates, 54-40. Five Republicans joined the Democrats in supporting that legislation. So it says that religious organizations and members of the clergy in their religious capacity shall have the right to refuse to perform any marriage, but there's no exception if you're a county clerk or you're involved somehow in the processing of these, air quote, marriage licenses. How long do we think it might be until it doesn't protect clergy anymore? That is the debate. I think we're expecting that rendering from the Supreme Court. That's probably going to be the biggie for the summer, is where they stand on the issue of forcing people to endorse, full-throatedly endorse a lifestyle that they actually think is a sin. Jimmy, I got a good piece of legislation for you.
Oh,
Ireland. Did you report this story? I talked about it last week. In Ireland, they were considering taking out a part of their constitution, we'll call it, a section that talked about that the importance of the role of women in raising the children. Oh, how patriarchal is that? Went to vote. Now, this is a democracy. Went to vote. Irish voters defeated constitutional amendments to redefine family and the role of women. That's a shocker, because the Irish people voted for abortion recently to overturn that as being illegal in the country. Article 41's proclamation: the state recognizes the family as the natural primary and fundamental unit group of society. That should be a no-brainer. And as a moral institution possessing inalienable and imprescriptible rights, antecedent and superior to all positive law. They wanted to remove the statement stating that marriage is the institution on which the family is founded. 39th Amendment would have clarified the definition of family extends to both marriage and other durable relationships. Ah, and remove the text identifying marriage as the institution on which the family is founded. Shockingly, the people said no go on that. I'm actually really, really surprised at that. I don't know what that tells us about what's going on in Ireland, because as a rule, they're becoming as progressive as any place else on the globe. But this is one instance. Article 41 proclaims the state recognizes that by her life within the home, woman gives to the state a support without which the common good cannot be achieved. I agree with that. But Jimmy, I'm going to sound like you here for a second. The problem with the state having constitutional rights like that or statements like that, I just don't see it's the government's business to be involved in that institution. That is crossing a jurisdictional line. You do your taxation. You keep people safe. Want to do welfare programs? Okay, debatable. But I do think that we see welfare programs in the Old Testament. So I don't think we can argue that welfare programs are necessarily outside of the government's purview. They did have welfare programs in the Old Testament for taking care of the mendicants, the poor people, the gleaners. Nevertheless, when the government gets involved in marriage, uh-oh, now we got trouble. Decades ago, when everybody agreed, marriage between a boy and a girl, we get that. Yep, it's really good for society. Let's promote it by giving tax breaks. Let's do that so that the family stays strong. And I suspect most people cheered because it probably was a good thing then. But then they got more and more involved in marriage and defining what it is. Back to Ireland, the document declares, "The state shall therefore endeavor to ensure that mothers shall not be obliged by economic necessity to engage in labor to the neglect of their duties at home." Thinking of Tucker Carlson again when he was talking to Chris Cuomo. Yeah, women's lib. Rip them away from their children. Have them work at Citibank in a cube processing numbers. Yeah, that's liberation. To Ireland, we say, well done. That was my Irish accent. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.